When you think sports, think News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Basketball.
2-on-1. Bounce pass. Right side. Got it.
Braves Basketball on WKOK is sponsored by Sunbury Motor Company, Wise Markets, Purdy Insurance, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Benjamin T. Moyers Furniture, W&L Subaru, Midtown Bistro, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Add One, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Reed Relations Consulting, and Service First Federal Credit Union. Now, let's head courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
The warm-up time is over for Shikellamy basketball, and that means it's time to get ready for league play now that the holidays are behind them. And they have had a very rough schedule to start non-league play in the month of December, going 4-4. And they'll start league play tonight on the road here in Mill Hall against the 6-2 Central Mountain Wildcats. Hello and welcome to Mill Hall. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie. This is a Shikellamy team that has had some streaky moments, but really have not put up the points that they had hoped to be putting up at this time of the year.
Yeah, basically, to quote Dick Girardi, who's the color commentator for Steve Jones in Penn State basketball, they're basically missing what they call basketball 101, which is you put the ball in the basket. They're really struggling from all phases of the game, except maybe the foul line. They were shooting pretty good percentage there. But, Kevin, they just haven't been able to score, and that's something that you've got to do, and especially when you get to league play, and especially tonight, because we're up on what I would call one of the toughest places to play basketball in the Heartland Conference in our division.
Well, this is a team, though, that likes to move the basketball up and down the court. Typically, Shikellamy has liked to play that kind of game, but that's not the team this year.
They have the quickness. They've got the guards. And they do have their big guys aren't that big either. But, Central Mountain's going to put a lot of miles on their sneakers tonight on this court. And the Braves are going to have to stay with them. You're also going to see a lot of full court pressure by Central Mountain. And, of course, the Braves have always been a pretty good team trying to basically run a zone trap full court press. It's going to be a very, very difficult night for the Braves. We're hoping if they put the ball in the basket, they can keep with the Wildcats. And if they can just get everything together, come away with their first victory.
We'll have a talk with Coach Bill Ziegler when we go in the locker room when we return. Shikellamy Central Mountain basketball from Mill Hall on WKOK and on the SBC app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise.
Check them out at sunburymotors.com.
SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites, like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
Welcome back to Central Mountain. Kevin Herr along with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves getting ready for the Central Mountain Wild to score a lot.
They do. They want to get an up-and-down game. The more they can play 92 feet instead of half court is to their advantage, and they're going to try to push the ball every chance they can.
You know, you look at the numbers, and what stands out is Hoy's 20 a game, and you really can't afford, though, to put everybody on him because you got Myers that can hit double digits as well.
Yeah, they're more than a one-trick pony for sure, but Myers is the spark plug. He makes him go. You know, we got to keep him under control, and he's going to try to attack the glass often, you know, when he drives to the basket. We just got to make sure that we make him shoot a tough contested two without fouling.
Bill, is this a game you have to keep the tempo down?
I think so, too. I think if it gets into a full court game, it's advantage Central Mountain. You know, we got to make sure that we get back on defense and make them play a half court game, not a full court game.
Now, looking at your team, it's been a team that struggled a little bit from the outside. Do you expect to see a lot of zone because of that?
Well, I think they'll start in man, but I do think we're going to see some 2-3 zone. So we prepare for both, and hopefully we'll be popping the ball around today, and we'll shoot as well as we did against Midwest.
Well, and the other thing is, too, getting somebody hot.
Yeah, we've been looking for that for a couple games now in a row, and we keep preaching that, you know, shooters got to shoot whether you make it or miss. When you're open, you got to be confident that you can knock it down, and hopefully our work that we're doing at practice will pay off.
Bill, you've had your tune-up games now, so to speak, not taking anything away from the opponents. It's just non-league games. Now you're in the league schedule. What have you learned about your team?
Well, we come to battle every night, that is for sure. When things don't go well, we seem to most times be able to persevere and keep battling, keep plugging away. So hopefully we'll do that tonight. You know, league play starts tonight, and this is a big game. Not only is it league game, not only is it a road game, but it's a district seeding game as well. So here comes the league, and everything's throwing ass at once. So hopefully we're ready for the challenge.
Yeah, I was going to say, welcome to league play, and also the district throws in as well. And, of course, you wrap up the season on the road to Bellefonte, another district game as well. When you looked at this schedule all the way through, where was it that you feel you had to be ready to go for league play? Obviously before the first game, but you want to be ready before that, the first game of league play.
Yeah, we had 8 non-league games to start the year, and we played some pretty tough competition in some Coal Region teams, some teams that had a lot of experience. Hopefully, like I said, we'll be ready to go today, and we're going to put our best foot forward.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you later.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shikellamy High School and third generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shikellamy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Schiffman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Shick Braves.
These days, there's no shortage of people in need of help. But there is a shortage of people who can truly provide the assistance that people in our communities need. If you're the kind of person who's here to help others, Lackawanna College is here to help you start a rewarding career in human services. From basic necessities to guidance, counseling, and treatment. Take a closer look at a career in human services. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit Lackawanna.edu today.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Brand new year and a brand new start to conference play in the PHAC for Shikellamy and for Central Mountain. It's also a busy month for WKOK. Shikellamy Braves wrestling coming up tomorrow. Steve Williams will have the match. We'll have the girls match and the boys match starting at 6:30 tomorrow. Late afternoon, early
6:30. The junior high wrestles at 5:30. Girls match is at 6:30, and the boys match to follow. So this should be a good match because Milton's doing pretty good this year, and it'll be interesting to watch the girls wrestle. I think the Braves have five or six girls in weight classes, so. And unfortunately, they do the same thing that they do with the boys. If you don't have somebody to weight class, the other team gets 6 points.
Well, Chief will be there, and Steve Williams will have the broadcast for us on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Or again, 6:30 is the scheduled start time for the girls. The boys will follow it. We'll have both matches on WKOK and WKOK.com. And Saturday afternoon, back to basketball with the Braves on the road at Shamokin. 1:15, our scheduled start time with a 1:30 tip-off. And then on Sunday, it's Steve and Nick Girardi from the Palestra as Penn State hosts Michigan at 11:30. So, again, a busy week of basketball and football here on WKOK and WKOK.com. All of those broadcasts you can hear on our Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app as well. Starting lineups here tonight for the Shikellamy Braves. Cam Leonard will get the nod at guard. He's leading the team in assists with 32 on the year. He is an 80% free throw shooter on the season. Ryan Williams will be at guard. 74% from the line here this season. 13 steals, leads the team there, leads the team in assists and in charges. Xavier Fashaw, the X-Factor, will be the guard tonight as well for the Braves. And the forwards will be Asher Moyer leading the team in blocks with 5. He's a 58% free throw shooter. McAllister leading the team in rebounds at 38. He is a 63% shooter. Braves averaging 47 points a game, giving up 52. They are 4-4 overall, shooting 71% from the free throw line, 45% from the field, 21% from the three-point line. As we talked with Bill Ziegler, that's been a big issue. 45% overall, but the Braves shooting better from the free throw line this year than they had last year. That's a big positive. For the 6-2 Central Mountain Wildcats, it'll be Brady Myers, the senior, a 6'2 senior, averaging 9 a game and 45% from the free throw line. Leading scorer is senior shooting guard and point guard, the 6-foot Hunter Hoy, averaging 20 a game and a 68% free throw shooter. 5'10 junior Caleb Mahoney, averaging 7 a game. He'll be playing the point guard position, 56% free throw shooter. Also at guard, a 5'10 sophomore Blake Walker, averaging 2 a game and 25% from the line. And Xavier Person will be the other forward. He's a 6'1 senior, averaging 11 for the season from the floor. He is 2-for-2 and limited opportunities from the free throw line. That's your starting lineups. Again, Leonard, Williams, Fashaw, Moyer, and McAllister. Myers, Hoy, Mahoney, Walker, and Person for the Central Mountain Wildcats. When we return, we'll have the opening tip of the Heartland Conference season from Mill Hall. It's Shikellamy Central Mountain on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want. Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the Place with Roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Host Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Host Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Sunbury Motors, Purdy Insurance, and Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture. Kevin Herr, along with the Chief Dave Ritchie, here from Mill Hall tonight as the Braves take on the Wildcats of Central Mountain on the road to open up Pennsylvania Heartland Conference play. And a reminder, as we always tell you, the people that you hear on these football, basketball, and wrestling broadcasts, they're the ones that make this possible for us to be able to do this. We thank all of our great sponsors, and we ask you as a listener to go out and say thank you to those folks as well for being a part of Shikellamy Sports here on WKOK. Chief, you were mentioning during the break, Central Mountain started out a red-hot 6-0, but then they ran into a little bit of a stumbling block in the last two games, although they were quality losses.
Yeah, Mifflin County, which is just down the road here, Lewistown area, it beat them by 14, and then they played Steel High out of Harrisburg, and I think they lost by 3 or 4 points. So they were both teams that were probably very, very, very good. They've beaten a lot of teams, you know, down in the Williamsport-Montoursville area before that, but the last two games of 2023 were losses. But they're pretty hot, Kevin. They are. They've got, you know, you look at this team and it's almost like they cloned all the players. They're basically, every one of the kids is around 6'1", okay, and they, you know, I would say probably about 160 pounds. They don't have anybody like they had last year with some 6'6 kids, but you're going to be a very easy, very, very easy team to run, and that's what the Braves are going to have to stop tonight.
Yeah, they like to run for sure, and that's one of the things that has Bill Ziegler very concerned. They're going to have to play a little slower tempo game. Again, this is a Shikellamy team not even averaging 50 points a game right now, but they're also only giving up 52 points a game.
Their defense hasn't been bad, and that's something that you know that they probably can be proud about, but the fact that you cannot go, they can't get into a running game with this team. They can't go down and jack one up from the three-point line, get a long rebound, and let Central Mountain get back down real quick, and that's what you got to keep from happening.
But as you mentioned, they match up very well size-wise. As a matter of fact, they have a little bit of advantage there with Logan McAllister coming in at center, ready to tip the ball away, and he will do that, but it goes right into the hands of Blake Walker. Central Mountain in their home white uniforms with the royal blue coloring, and Braves are in their navy blue. Three-point shot, top of the key, no good. Rebound by Moyer. Moyer over to the right side to Williams. Williams pushes it up to the right side as we view things. Leonard loses the ball out of bounds, and good defense there by Myers.
Not a good place to be, Kevin, in the corner. And, you know, there's a lot of bad things can happen down there because you've got two extra defenders in the baseline and the out-of-bounds line on your other side.
Three-point play from the near wing, and that one goes. And that one
Xavier
goes to Person.
He, you know, basically he just caught and shot. And now you're going to see the full court zone press here.
Walker chips that one out of bounds in front of the bleachers to our right as we are courtside here tonight.
You have to get somebody in the middle on this, and the Braves have it. Oh, we're going to foul call. This is unusual. Yeah. You know, usually when you're up here in this district, they let them play, and that was basically what I would consider a touch foul, Kevin.
I was just about to say that there's a rare touch foul in this area.
It's on number 10.
Yeah, that's going to be on Walker, his first, team's first. Now that pass is tipped, and Myers tries to save it, but the Braves get it. Leonard, top of the key three. That shot tipped by Mahoney. Underneath with it is Moyer. He'll go back up and travel.
Two things happened there. Cam just took a little too long to get the shot off. And, and Asher's problem, he got the rebound and he put that ball on the floor and dribbled instead of going right up with it. And you're not going to get away with that with a good team like Central Mountain.
Step inside for two by Mahoney. No good. Williams make that Leonard with the rebound. He'll go right side to Williams. Williams on the wing, hands it off to Leonard. Leonard looking on the floor to the foul line. Stops, gives it to Williams, top of the key. Williams moving right in some trouble. Man-to-man defense here by Central Mountain as they open up, just like Coach Ziegler said in our pregame interview. Leonard starts in, high dribble, make that, that was not Leonard, that was Fashaw that was driving in there. Leonard gets his shot tipped and it goes into the hands of Walker back the other way. Mahoney now at the foul line, looking for an outlet, finds that outlet, and he'll find Walker. Walker to Mahoney, top of the key.
You're going to see a lot of dribble penetration from this team, and there you go, number three.
That's it,
Caleb
right
Mahoney.
And Fashaw down hard to the floor. Looking and holding his left knee here with 6:12 to go here in the first period, and Shikalimi trailing it by a score of 5-0. Boy, and he is in some pain.
Shades of Nick Yordi split. Nick split. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Remember when Nick split was going in and he got hammered and knocked to the floor and there was no foul called, but he did tear his ACL. So I guess that was one of those hard fouls that didn't get called.
Yeah.
And it happened right here, the same
place where
Xavier's laying.
Good memory. The Ginkoba's working really well.
Well, Nick is one of the trainers at Mifflinburg for the Wildcats now.
Although Wildcats.
The other Wildcats. Although, you know, when we were up there doing the game, I didn't get a chance to see him. Maybe he got, but I can't think that he would leave up there.
So Fashaw moving slowly.
I think Xavier twisted his knee. I mean, sometimes when you're trying to stay, get in a position to see if you can get somebody to charge into you, your knee gets pushed. But this doesn't, he's going to need some help to get off the floor.
He gets help from the Central Mountain training staff, and he is not putting any pressure on that left leg at all.
His dad's right there, too. That's, that's tough when you watch your son go down like that.
And now you got to go back into being an assistant coach.
Yes.
So the Braves will bring in
Bruno, I believe. Yeah.
Yep.
No, yeah, it is Bruno.
Yep.
That's right. Jean-Yel?
Johnny
we just
L.
call
Bruno.
Him John, huh?
That's Johnny L. Bruno, and he's got the ball right now at the half-court line, working on a double team. Goes to the far wing, in trouble, and he draws a foul.
Wow. This two fouls now, Kevin, that we're not used to seeing. But that's good for the Braves. That's on number three, Kevin. That would be on Caleb Mahoney, his first.
His first, team second now. Lob pass into the backcourt to Williams. Williams now will set up the offense. He'll go to the left side. Find McAllister, swings it around right wing now to Williams. Top of the key, Leonard thought about a three. Steps in, draws a crowd, fights his way through. Short. Rebound by Walker. Hoy now with the basketball. Tries to clear out Bruno. Goes to the far side and the near wing now for three. And that one goes by Person.
That's their X factor, Kevin.
Yeah, that is their X
Xavier
factor.
Xavier Person.
8-0, Central Mountain.
That was from the same place he made the first one.
And Williams drives in, draws a crowd, and bounces it off the foot of Person. Braves don't score here and give up another point. I think you're going to see a timeout.
I think that Brian was trying to pass the ball to Leonard, who was in the baseline, and it went off somebody's legs.
Williams drives in, has his shot stuffed by Mahoney, gets his own rebound, goes right back up and puts it in.
Well, good job, good hustle, good concentration. You know, the ball block, he got blocked, he got his rebound, or got the block shot, and went hard at it again.
Far side wing three, Person, bang! 11-2, 5 minutes to go here in the first period.
You would think right now that the Braves are thinking, you know, maybe somebody ought to get a hand in that boy's face. All right, he's 3-for-3 from beyond the arc by quite a bit.
Asher Boyer drives it up, finds Bruno. Bruno now drives the lane. He'll try a right-hand shot from the right side, no good. Backside rebound by Person. Person likes that top of the key, but this time he's going to drive in, kick it back outside for Walker. Walker now to Hoy, guarded by Bruno. Walker left side, right around Bruno, gets the bucket and the foul.
Well, we heard that one, Kevin.
Sure
we heard
did.
That foul. And that just, again, this is the type of offense that when you've got athletes that have Central Mound's caliber, where you just dribble penetrate constantly, and that just opens up your outside shots. It draws people in, and it's worked to a T right now.
Jeremy Reese checking in now for Walker. First team foul on the Braves. That will send Hoy to the line. Hoy, a 45% free throw, excuse me, make that 68% free throw shooter. And there's a rebound by McAllister as he misses. Three-pointer, Leonard, near wing, no good. Rebound Hoy on the backside. Halfway through this first period, 13-2, Central Mountain leading. Hoy with the basketball between the circles, moves to the elbow, inside, Myers goes up, draws the foul.
That's a really nice give and go. Hoy from the foul line extended on the left-hand side, you know, just did a nice job of finding Myers as he went down the opposite box, and McAllister had nothing to do except foul and make sure he didn't make the easy layup.
Myers, a 45% free throw shooter. That one is good. This is not really an outstanding free throw shooting team. Hoy at 68, Mahoney at 56, and basically everybody else that has had a majority of the free throws hovering around the 50% line at best.
They've shot a lot of free throws, Kevin.
That's
he misses that second one, though.
That's true.
Micah Moyer now in for Shikellamy. Came in to replace McAllister.
Leonard gets the rebound. He'll find Williams. Williams drives in right side, right hand too short.
Not finishing it. There's a fast break.
Reese gives it off to Person, who lays it up and in, and there's the timeout on a 16-2 run with 3:48 to go here in the first period.
Yeah, Person showed a little bit of his speed. And, you know, this kid's not, he's not one of those kids that you would necessarily think would be that fast, but he just beat everybody down the court. You know, it didn't help the fact that your point guard, Ryan Williams, just went in and missed the layup, and nobody was back for the Braves. And, you know, it's like somebody blew their coverage. All right?
Blown coverage is right. Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Wise Markets, Midtown Bistro, and Lackawanna College.
You know, I watched the way Central Mountain, the kids were around us the whole time. They seemed very loose.
They seemed
like they're having a good time enjoying the season. And
it didn't even seem like there was a basketball
game.
No, it's almost
like they were waiting to get in a dance, all right? Do they have school dances anymore, Kevin?
Sometimes, yeah. Williams starts to drive in. And the Braves trailing it by 14 right now with 3:38 to go in the first. Williams hands it off to Leonard. Back to Williams in the near corner. He'll drive the baseline, then be stopped by Person. Now Leonard will get it and travel.
I hate those corners, Kevin. I mean, you get in a corner, and if you don't make a quick move, you're going to get double-teamed, triple-teamed, and then all kinds of bad things happen. And you know what Central Mountain does is when somebody's trying to screen for you, they jump the screen and double team, and that's causing the Braves a lot of trouble. That's the way to go to the basket.
Hoy drive hard to the basket from the foul line and will go to the line to shoot a pair.
I think that's going to be the Braves' second foul.
See who gets charged.
It's on Asher Moyer.
Yep, it'll be on Moyer,
and
his first.
And you know, when you're the guy that's back deep and the guy out front loses his man like Hoy went by his. You got to do something. You step in front, and most of the time you do get that foul called on you.
That first one is no good. Well, we mentioned earlier, Hoy shooting 68%. He's the leading free throw shooter on the team.
Well, he's 0 for 2. Maybe I'll jinx him and he'll make this one. There you go.
And it happened. 17-2 with 3:18 remaining here in the first.
He has three of the 17 points.
Here comes Williams, finds Leonard near corner. Back to Williams, all the way into the far corner now to Moyer. Moyer drives in. He finds Micah Moyer and can't handle it. It gets handled then by Person. Person finds Hoy. Hoy at the top of the key working on Bruno now. Graves playing man-to-man as well. As driving in is Reese.
Good defense by Asher Moyer that time.
Tried to jump stop, yep. And there was no room there. Leonard on defense, kicks it out there for three, in and out, no good.
Strong
as that
rebound.
One's Varelli, who just came in.
You know, Cam Leonard looks a lot stronger. I mean, last year I thought he got stronger, got bigger. But, you know, you're a guard and you're near pulling down the rebounds. I think he's been hitting the weight room, and you need to do that. And if you're gonna play basketball these days.
Leonard double-teamed at the half-court line, underneath Micah Moyer, does it, reverses, can't quite get it to go. Asher Moyer with a backside rebound. They'll get it to Leonard now, top of the key. Leonard puts it on the floor, and a foul as he drives in. Looks like that's going to be on Myers.
I think they called it on two. That would be Hoy. That's his first foul, but that's four now for Central Mountain here in the first quarter.
Asher Moyer ready to inbound with 2:26 to go, and Shickle will be trailing at 17-2. Bruno with a basketball. Over to the right side to Williams. Williams down to Leonard on the far wing. Leonard starts to drive on Hoy. Hoy blocks the shot right into the hands of Myers. Myers coming back the other way. Braves get back on defense. Long three by Person. Aired it out. Rebound by Asher Moyer underneath.
That time he was a little bit short, Kevin. Maybe he felt a little too confident on that one.
That was an NCAA three. NBA.
All of his shots have been like that.
Nice steal by Myers. And Moyer tries to steal it out of the hands of Reese. And Asher will commit the foul with a minute 53 to go in the first.
You know, Asher is one of the most intense individuals. We know from football we watched him.
Yes.
And, you know, that foul was 60 feet away from the basket, okay? Okay. And he reached out and tried to keep the guy, knock the ball off his knee. And, you know, sometimes you got to be a little smarter than that. It's okay to foul him in the paint like that, but I wouldn't foul him 60 feet away.
Fashoff, by the way, back on the bench now, not wrapped up or anything. So we'll see what happens with his situation after the knee injury. Central Mountain with the basketball. They'll give it off down to Person. Longworth checking in moments ago for the Wildcats. That one thrown out of bounds, intended for Reese, ends up in the stands. Shikellamy basketball, minute 37.
What a few mistakes they've made on offense, Kevin. They've either gotten a shot at a layup or got a good screen to open somebody up for a shot outside. Would you say that this Central Mountain defense is smothering?
They are, and they're going deep under the roster, too, as coming into the game now will be Fultz.
And we've got Lucas Wetzel in for Asher as Asher picked up his second foul.
Lucas wearing that knee brace from the knee injury that kept him out of the football season. Now driving in with it is Williams. Williams finds Bruno. Bruno jump stop. Gets it out to Wetzel. Wetzel with a 10-footer, no good. Gets his own rebound. Finds Bruno low box. Lays it up and in. The Braves finally on the board again.
Nice job by Lucas to find him underneath the basket all alone.
Longworth drives in, tries a reverse, gets fouled with a minute 7 to go, and a 13-point CM lead.
Well, we'll see who that foul was on. There was a couple guys that were in the area.
Yeah, 15 foul.
23. That's going to be on Dally Luciano.
He came in a few moments ago. That one no good.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh.
You just missed it.
No, I did. I actually thought it hit the rim and I didn't think it went in.
I think it did go in, Kev. We'll find out at the end of the quarter.
Well, you're right. There's the point on the board. That one is definitely good. 19-4 with a minute 5 to go. I have the worst angle on that basket, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, you do. At least you can see the corner down there.
I wouldn't say I can see it.
I got to listen to your play-by-play.
Luciano with the ball in the corner and lost it out of bounds.
The pass actually hit out of bounds before he went to get it. Like I said, it's just a smothering defense. You can't even breathe, all right, correctly when you have the basketball.
Under 50 to go here in the first period. 19-4, Central Mountain leading all alone under the basket. Morelli gets his first two of the game.
Well, that's how you beat the press, the double team. You get the ball to the paint in the middle, and you looked down low, and he did a nice job of getting it into him.
Williams down into the near corner, and a foul. This will send Williams to the line.
Zero,
and
I think
that foul, yep, that is going to be on Longworth, his first, team's fifth. Williams was trying to convince him that it was a shooting foul, and he did. He did.
Is it two shots or three shots?
I saw two.
Yep, you got it. That's what...
28.2.
Former head coach at Montoursville.
Jim Berge.
He said, you guys be kind to us, all right? Ryan makes the first one.
When you have a veteran official like Jim Bergen, it's not hard to be kind. He's done this for quite a long time and then started doing a little football, too, I believe.
Yes, he does. He still does football. Ryan makes both of those, so that gives Ryan has four of Shikellamy's 6 points.
21-6 with 23 seconds to go. They'll find Longworth now, and that one will go right at Chief. And it goes out of bounds.
It's coming right at your router,
yeah,
all right?
It was right at a lot
the router
expensive
was about
equipment.
Ready to get routed, okay?
That's a lot of expensive
I think I hurt my shoulder, Kevin.
Does
Sunbury Broadcasting have workman's comp?
Well, we'll get the trainer here at the end of the period to find out how you're doing. Williams on the far wing. He starts to give it now to Leonard for three. Top of the key just to the left. Tip, no good, and that will do it for the first period. Central Mountain jumping out to a big 21-6 lead after the first eight. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
After one period of play, Central Mountain jumping out to a 21-6 lead. Did it on a few big three-pointers to start that period by Xavier Person.
Yeah, I mean, he was 3-for-3 from, like you said, at the NBA three-point line. And, I was jokingly saying, you got to get your hand in his face. Well, when your hand is that far away from him, it's kind of tough to do.
You don't expect somebody in high school to make them from that far out.
You know, the Braves, they haven't had what I would call a legitimate open shot.
No. No, they really, the defense for Central Mountain, and it hasn't been zone. We thought maybe we'd see a little bit of zone, but it's been man-to-man all the way, and it's been a really tough man-to-man. There's really nothing inside for the Braves here tonight. Williams down with the basketball. Right side over to Luciano. Now to Bruno, right through his hands. And right through the hands of Person. He'll get it right back. Drive in, move, fake left, move right, roll it off the back iron and in.
13 for Mr. Person.
13 of the 23. Pass goes to Leonard underneath the basket, right through the hands of Wetzel, and right through the rim for Shikellamy's eight.
They beat the full court press that time very well.
Person now on the near side, goes to the top of the key, gives it off to Walker, who drives the lane, rims in and out. Williams now to Leonard. Luciano on the breakaway. That shot no good. Rebound by Reese.
Nice.
Underneath,
job.
They find Walker for an easy two.
I mean, that was just great job of the big guy getting to the box with the ball in the corner. Nobody was on him. They got it to him, and he makes the layup.
And a foul at midcourt with 6:40 to go in the half.
That's going to be Connor Foltz.
It is going to be on number 5. Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck and Service First Federal Credit Union.
That's right, Kevin. The fouls start all over again each quarter before you go to 1-1.
Yipper.
It's a new thing.
One of the changes this year. I don't like it, but we'll get to that later. Nobody asked either. Leonard drives in and draws a 2-shot foul. I don't like the rule. I understand why it's there. I'm not fond of it. Nobody asked me either. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Did they call you? Did the PIAA call you?
No, I don't understand why.
That foul is on Caleb Mahoney. That's his second. And Cam got the ball down low and powered it up and got fouled. So he makes the first foul shot.
He does indeed. Leonard shooting 80% from the free throw line.
He's the Braves' best foul shooter.
By far. Well, I shouldn't say that because Vashaw now averaging 80 and Williams at 74. Last year, I believe he was the leading free throw shooter on a team that really struggled from the line. And there's a beautiful drive by Mahoney, who's a little off balance, and he still puts it up and in.
He did a head fake and went right around his man who was defending him.
Now the press, and Central Mountain gets the turnover. Hoy will bring it back. Has a 2-on-2, gives it off now to Person. Person back to Hoy. Hoy off the window and in. 29-10 with 6 to go, and a 19-point Central Mountain lead, and Bill Ziegler uses his second timeout.
Well, Central Mountain's a well-oiled machine, Kevin. I mean, this is the first that I've basically seen them play naturally. But, you know, sometimes you read about them in the papers, and I know that they beat Montoursville earlier pretty bad, like on December 10th. And that was one of their fifth win of the year. And they're fun to watch. They move the ball. They pass the ball to the open person. But the thing that is just killing the Braves is the dribble penetration. They're getting by their man who's playing a man-to-man. They're getting by him, and they get in the paint, and then everybody's got to try to go after him, and sometimes they don't, and they get an easy layup. Or when the defender tries to leave his man to help out, he fouls him. And this is Lou Delgrati's type of offense. And it's the way Lou played when he was in high school 52 years ago, all right? Dribble penetrate.
I'm sure he loves you reminding how many years it's been.
Well, I played against him, so
I know.
Here we go.
I was 52 years
for me, too.
I was just about to say, but you played against him, so that means, and you beat me to it.
You got to be faster than that, Kevin.
Vashaw back in the game after that injury. It looks like he's moving okay right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that pass went out of bounds.
I still think he's favoring that knee. I mean, Ryan threw the pass. It wasn't that far from him, and he didn't reach.
Didn't look like he pushed off.
Well, he reached, but he didn't step.
Yeah. Walker gets the inbound. They'll swing it around to the far side. Now to Hoy.
The Braves in a zone now, trying to stop that, people dribble penetrating. So now you just, if you're Central Mountain, you get your three-point shooters going.
Well, Ryan Williams almost had a beautiful steal there. He's leading the team in that category even. There's a baseline jumper for Person. In and out and back in. 31-10.
Very nice move. Ball fake. The guy goes up in the air. He takes the step around. He makes the 8-footer.
Williams bounces it now. Baseline. Leonard. Leonard backs in. Triple team. Forces it up. Got it! With three guys around him.
The only way Cam's going to make that shot is if he muscles it up, and he sure did, Kevin. He had three guys on him.
Far side now, Walker. Walker with a foul, and that is an offensive foul.
All fouls are offensive, but this is offensive. That's Walker's second foul.
Team foul number 3.
In this quarter.
Remember, they reset now.
That's the 8th foul of the game.
A lot of the reason the fouls reset, one of the reasons I hear is to keep the game pace going. Yeah. And Bruno is fouled by Mahoney as he went for that, and they both went for the jump ball. That'll be team foul number 5 now.
Mahoney picks up number 3, and he's going to sit down, and they're going to bring in, is that number 1?
Myers, yes.
Brady Myers.
Williams with the basketball, under 5 to go in the half, 31-12, Central Mountain in command. Asher Moyer with the basketball on the circle. He's guarded there by Person. Goes to the left side. Nothing there. Outside Williams. Long three. And that one is no good.
It's, you know, I got a couple of stats here. You know, the guys that are shooting the threes are shooting 21%, 39%, 6%, and 31%. I don't think they have any confidence in themselves right now.
Right now, Central Mountain has all the confidence in the world as Greninger comes off the bench and hits a far corner three. One of the toughest places to hit one. 34-12. Williams dribbles through a double team, bounces it in, tried to get it off there to McAllister. They get the ball back, and Williams will reset the offense. Williams to Leonard, passes, fakes the pass, runs in, 10-footer no good, rebound Walker. Boy coming back the other way, under four remaining here in a 34-12 second period. Three-pointer on the way, Person, that one no good, backside rebound Leonard.
He is human.
Bruno with the basketball now, going between the circles, moving to the left. Between the leg dribble, now goes out to Leonard. Leonard has his pocket picked by Hoy, Hoy will get just a little bit of wrist.
Kevin, I don't know about you, but I'm a little amazed at some of the touch fouls. All right, because usually this district
just
is
a little bit of wrist.
Yeah, this district is basically what I call they didn't play.
You're right. Normally, but remember this crew, I believe, is a Williamsport area crew out of, like, that does a lot of District 4 games, though. That one is up and in for Leonard.
So it's two shots, and it wasn't a shooting foul. I got to get caught up on my rules.
Well, we're at five fouls.
But usually,
second one is up and in.
Isn't it one and one? We got to do some research, you and I.
We're a little out of sequence. Person with the basketball. They'll send it in now to Myers. Now they'll swing it back outside. 20-point Central Mountain lead with 3:20 to go in the half. There's Person. He's been red hot. They'll go far side. Borelli, who has a three. He'll send it inside. Forcing his way up is Greninger, and he'll draw the foul.
Yeah, Logan McAllister got on the outside. He wasn't inside of... Who's on the line, number 11, which would be
Greninger.
And the only way he was going to block the shot was by going over his back, and he committed the foul.
Team foul number one, second foul on McAllister, and that one no good by Greninger. Greninger coming into tonight, an 83% free throw shooter, 5 of 6.
This is pretty good. Now, number 22 just came in the game. That's Darius Shade. And that kid shot the eyes out in the JV game, I'm telling you.
Second one is good.
4 points.
35-14 with 3:05 remaining here in the half. Into the far corner, near corner now, Leonard. And Leonard is fouled. I believe this one's going to be on Person. And...
Yep, you're right, yep. Kev.
Blocking foul.
That's Xavier Person's first foul. And that's going to put
two shots.
Kim on the line again.
First one is no good. Second one now coming up. Braves trail it now by a score of 35-14. Second one good. 35-15, a 20-point Central Mountain lead with 3:02 left in the half. And an official timeout as the officials have to discuss something.
It's
not
done.
Quite sure what the conversation was about, but yep. Clarifying something with the scoring table, and now we'll be underway.
Cam has 9 of the Braves 15, and Williams has 4.
Leonard, the leading scorer on this team. Far side, 3 by Varelli, no good. Rebound by Williams. Williams to Leonard. Leonard has a 3-on-3. Leonard will go to the baseline. Now he runs out of real estate and in some trouble. Lobs one to Williams on the near wing. Williams to Leonard, far court, near corner 3. Bang! First 3 of the ball game for Shikellamy, trailing at 35-18 with 2:30 to go. Halftime coming here at Central Mountain. Three-pointer on the way. Groninger, no good. Rebound by Asher Moyer.
If I were Coach Ziegler, I'd let them do that all night long. They're yes. just hitting the ball in the paint and throwing it out, all right?
Quick threes, absolutely, especially if they're not making them. McAllister with the basketball now finds Williams. Williams, jump stop. Leonard three again. That one didn't have as much arc. That one no good. Williams comes in, and a travel.
Travel, yeah. It was a walk on that. You know, you shuffle your feet, you're trying to get the ball. If there's a lot of people around you.
Micah Moyer checking in for McAllister now. 35-18, under two remaining here in the first half with Central Mountain leading. And, boy, that almost was an errant pass. Groninger did a nice job of getting it, and he throws it out of bounds. Good defense by Bruno and Leonard to really deny a passing lane.
Yeah, and basically right now, Central Mountain, I know they're playing, you know, some kids that didn't start the game, but they're getting a little careless.
Longworth coming back in now for Central Mountain as Williams starts with a right-hand dribble. Leonard top of the key. Three! No. Back iron right off. Person with a rebound. Minute 34 to go. Far corner with it. Longworth. They'll swing it around near side to Person. NBA three rimmed it out. Bruno with a big rebound with a minute 23 left. Bruno pushes it up to the right side. Bumped by Varelli and a foul that will send Bruno to the line.
Kevin, you're looking at the court from this end. What direction do the Braves go? Which side of the court do they go every time?
Right.
Right. Every time. They haven't gone to the left once tonight.
You are correct. Even I notice that if I notice it. First one by Bruno is in. He's a 55% free throw shooter on the year.
And he has a layup tonight, so that's his third point.
Wetzel comes in now for Asher Moyer. Second one is no good. Rebound off the right by Person with a minute 16 to go and a 35-19 lead here in the second. They'll go inside and gliding in is Reese, and Reese will be fouled.
That's Michael Moyer's going to pick that one up, Kevin. I'm pretty sure.
Team foul number two for Shikalimi.
Yep,
first Micah foul. Moyer. First foul on Micah. Is going to be a shooting foul nonetheless as Reese will come to the line.
Jeremy actually came over and got the ball as it was out of bounds. You know, he's excited about getting these foul shots, I think.
Got the first one. 67% free throw shooter on the year.
Did you notice in the Mississippi game all the wide receivers, when they caught the ball, they brought the ball over and laid it down on the hash?
Yes.
Instead of giving it to the official? They didn't trust the officials to mark it right, Kevin.
Fisher in the game now for Shikalimi. Second one, no good. Leonard with a rebound. Finds Williams with a minute eight. 36-19, Central Mountain leading. Williams starts in. He finds Fisher on the near corner. Tries to get it across to Wetzel in the low box opposite side. Stolen away, then stolen away again by Micah Moyer. Runs the baseline and lays it up and in.
That was a nice job. Nice play. Don't go for the head fake, guys.
And Moyer tries to steal it around the corner from Longworth, and a held ball call as Reese is tied up by Fisher, and Central Mountain has the arrow.
Wildcat ball.
It'll be Varelli now with the 15-point lead as the Braves have pecked away at this lead. Send it over now to Person. It was a 20-point lead not that long ago. Reese now with a fadeaway three. Wetzel with a rebound.
Good box out by Lucas.
This possession is huge right now. Williams drives in. Gives it off to Moyer. Moyer, long two. Bang! Got it. Micah Moyer with a two. Makes it 36-23. If the Braves can sink this down to 10, it would be a huge moment. Person on the far side. They're kind of playing stall ball right now. At the foul line, Reese puts it up. No good. Rebound by Fisher. 5 seconds left. Fisher over to Wetzel. Long three. No good. And the Braves took a 21-point lead and now have cut it down to 13. Central Mountain, 36. Shikalimi, 23 at the half. This is Shikalimi Braves basketball. on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the place with roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Host Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Host Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Yes! Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Discover the power of expression with AdOne Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. AdOne has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get AdOne Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
Halftime here in Mill Hall with Shikellamy trailing Central Mountain 36-23. 13-point deficit, but it was over 21 with 2 minutes to go, and the Braves were able to get some big one and done, basically, yeah, from Central Mountain before they were able to get some points at the other end as well. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball.
Catch up on anything you missed during the week Saturday morning at 7 with the best of Sean Hannity. CBS News is next on your home for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
36-23 here at the half at Central Mountain. Chief working on some of the numbers.
Well, Kevin, you know, two things happened in that second quarter. Basically, Central Mountain was very content to get away from the dribble penetration, but remember what the Braves did. They got out of the man-to-man, and they went to a zone. So they tried to get the ball to somebody in the paint or around the foul line and kick it out to the perimeter for a three-point shot. And fortunately for the Braves, their three-point shots percentage went drastically down in that second quarter. The other thing that happened with the Braves is they got some people to get to the foul line. And with that new rule where you get two shots after five fouls for the quarter, that really helped them out, because Cam Leonard went to the line six times and made five of them. All right, he's the leading scorer for the Braves right now with 12 points. Micah Moyer, though, those two baskets he had at the end of the second quarter were big. The one was off of a steal, and he got a layup. The other was a we remember Micah from last year. He's a very good outside shooter. He had about a 12-footer from the corner, and that's when they got the score down that they're only down by 13. You go on the other side, and the Braves actually scored Central Mountain in that second quarter, 17-15. Big score for Central Mountain is Xavier Pearson. If I can get him all, he's got 9 and 6. He's got 15 for the half.
And he had three three-pointers, yeah, to start.
The way it started out, we thought he was going to have, 30 points by the halftime. That did not happen. But they distributed the points very well. Dominic Longsworth had two. Brady Myers had one. Hunter Hoy, who's their leading scorer, had five. Caleb Mahoney was four. Jeremy Reese with one, Blake Walker with two, Kevin Greninger with four, and Max Murillo with a basket for two. So they got scoring from everybody. The Braves have not gotten any scores from Xavier Fichaud, Asher Moyer, Logan McAllister. They're the guys that have not scored for the Braves. I will also say that when Luke Wetzel came into the game, that he did a nice job of getting some boards. Asher Moyer doing an excellent job of rebounding tonight, and who I think is one of the best rebounding guards in the league, Ryan Williams, had quite a few rebounds. And that's what the Braves have to do. Coach said in his talk before the game, in the interview before the game, he said, our kids play hard. They keep coming at you. And Central Mountain found that out. Now, most people would be satisfied with a 13-point lead, but if I was Coach
Bardo,
I would not be happy. All right.
Well, I think one of the things he's telling his kids right now is, hey, listen, we can't be as aggressive as we were in the first half because we're giving up a lot of fouls. They have only been to the line a couple of times that last 3 minutes of the game. You know, with the new rules now, five fouls, you get two shots. The one and one is gone, but after five fouls, you get two shots, and then the period resets, and then again after five fouls, you get two shots. Braves were taking advantage of that opportunity, and that's how they got back in this game. Plus, I think Central Mountain started to get comfortable with the three-point shot and then started missing it, and were one and done an awful lot.
Well, it's the same old story. You got kids that are 8, 9 years old. It doesn't matter if they're boys or girls. You throw the balls out in the basketball court, where do they go? To the three-point line, all right? And so the same thing is just something about that shot that everybody loves, and it doesn't matter if you're 6'5", 300 pounds, or if you're 5'9", and 130 pounds, you're going to take that three-point shot.
At the half, it is Central Mountain 36, Shikellamy 23. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shikellamy High School and third generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shikellamy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Shiftman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Shick Braves.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Let's play this song through. This is the Spinners, all right? This is a good song, man.
Are you?
Go ahead, finish your story.
No. I don't want to interrupt your listening.
You got to love the Spinners, all right? Rubber band man, yeah. Come on. All right.
No, yep. Not done yet. Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by W&L Subaru, Add One, and J.D. Feaster Earthworks. You know, maybe a while since we've done a game. We're still the same as we always are.
A little messed up.
A little messed up. That's exactly right. There's something just not right about those guys. 36-23, and Shikellamy should start with the ball.
We should tape our conversation on the way up. No, we're not
going
to do that.
No, that would not. That is a podcast for another day. How about that? What is it Steve Jones used to say? It's the after show.
Yeah, the after show.
Braves will attack the basket to our left as Williams has the ball. Gives it off to Micah Moyer. It'll be, that's going to be McAllister. McAllister, Asher Moyer, Bruno, and Leonard and Williams for the Braves. And Leonard with a baseline move, puts it off the window and in.
They gave him the baseline. He powered underneath and jumped back out and used his strength to get 2 points.
A 21-point lead now down to 11. And a beautiful one-handed shot by Hoy as he caught it and shot it on the pass. And that one is tipped out of bounds off of Central Mountain.
It's Shikellamy ball. You know, Hunter Hoy just did a cut. From the left side into the middle of the paint against the Braves zone, and they got him the ball, and he scored. Now they changed
They changed that, yeah.
The official came over and talked to him, yeah.
Myers, Hoy, Mahoney, and Walker Person for Central Mountain. Deep three, Hoy from the far wing, no good. Asher Moyer with a rebound, gives it off now to Williams. Williams, far side, three-pointer, Bruno just short. Tipped around, gets his own rebound, finds the backside. McAllister can't get it to go out of bounds. Shikellamy basketball.
I'll tell you what a nice job by Bruno to keep that ball alive. And then he saw McAllister all alone on the low box, and he just had too much mustard on it, Kevin.
Yep. Leonard works his way in on a double team, forces one off the window, no good. Myers with the backside rebound. 38-25, Central Mountain with the lead. They've had it since the opening seconds. Far side Person, DeHoy now between the circles. Hoy will send it inside for Myers. Back out, Person, corner three, short. Rebound, Asher Moyer.
Yeah, Asher's doing a nice job. They're going to call a foul.
Offensive foul on Moyer as he leaned a shoulder into Myers underneath the Central Mountain basket, and now Micah Moyer will come in for Asher.
Asher's third foul. That's a tough one. You know, you can't dribble out of that. You got to pass it, and the guy didn't move it. He just stood still, and Asher had the offensive foul called against him.
Mahoney with the basketball. On the wing, they'll send it in to Myers. Myers sends it to nowhere.
That
will be tipped, actually, out of bounds.
Either McAllister or Micah Moyer, tipped that. But, again, they're trying to hit the person in the paint. Okay, nice move.
Oh, Hoy just went right by everybody on the baseline and puts it up and in to make it 40-25.
That's 9 for Hoy right now. You can't give a guy a baseline with that athletic ability.
Williams right side, three-pointer, Leonard missed everything, and that one goes out of bounds. Barely touched the net on that one. Didn't look like he was set as it goes out of bounds.
I don't know. I was blocked by a couple of white jerseys. I didn't see him shoot the ball.
Boy, with a beautiful pass to Person, far corner, no good. Backside rebound by Myers.
Well, that's where they miss Asher Moyer. He would have got that rebound, okay, because he would have nice job by
Micah Moyer. No,
that's
that
McAllister.
No, you're right.
McAllister was in there.
It's McAllister in there that time. Person now, right side. Fake it a three. Tipped by Williams. Goes into the hands of Hoy. And that one blocked from behind by Moyer.
Micah Moyer with a nice job. He went straight up, hit the ball when it just was leaving the hands of the Wildcat player and knocked it out of bounds.
That's his fifth block of the season and tied for the team lead. Three-pointer, far wing. There he is, Person. He is the X-factor for Central Mountain.
18.
With a 40. 43-25, the lead now, and 18, as you said, for Person. He is one person you got to watch. Williams at the foul line now. Leonard, far wing. Drives to the baseline, gets a double team. Somebody's got to be open. He finds Williams. Williams down the baseline, drawing a double team. Tipped out. Williams will get it.
He just got his own pass.
Bruno, far corner, three, got it. 43-28 with five to go in the third.
That's six tonight for Bruno.
Far side, Person drives in, stops. Pass stolen by Williams. Williams with a two-on-one. He'll go to the bucket. Blocked by Mahoney and a foul.
That was a nice job by Mahoney. He almost stayed in his hip, in Williams' hip, and as Williams went up, he just went up with him and blocked a shot.
See, and this is one with the new setup now where it actually pays to be a little bit more aggressive on that foul because that would have been a shooting foul before. Williams with a basketball underneath, and he tries to give it off to Moyer.
I got it out to Bruno.
And somehow he got it out to Bruno. He's right.
That went from being organized chaos to a good play.
And now Bruno drives in. He'll find Wetzel, who lost the ball, got it back in front of the Shikellamy bench. Stolen right out of his hands by Myers.
The corner is the worst place to be. They double-team all the time down there.
Well, Central Mountain got very aggressive when they saw him in the corner. By the way, Person, far side, three again. Bang.
21 of the 46 for him.
When they saw Wetzel struggling to get control of the basketball, it was like a swarm.
Well, that's why you stay out of the corner.
Press on for Central Mountain. Braves will break it, and they'll go to the half court. Here comes Leonard around the corner. Goes top of the key to Williams. Williams goes in, blocked by Hoy. And it is Central Mountain basketball as it goes off of Williams out of bounds.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Braves. Well, that's two layups that Ryan has had blocked by two different Central Mountain players, but they were good defensive plays. I mean, Ryan went hard to the basket.
This possession puts it back up to 20 as the Braves had a 13-point deficit. And there's a three, and no good. And that was a rare miss by Person. Wetzel gets the loose ball, finds Williams. Williams bounces it underneath and off the window and in Micah Moyer.
Did you see how quick he got that shot off, Kevin?
Super fast.
And he had to. He was going to get blocked. Nice job by Micah. Good job by Williams to find him.
There's Williams, who tips the pass, and then the pass from Hoy goes into Williams' hands and a whistle.
I think it's going to be on... I saw a two in one hand, but let's see who they're going to call it on.
That's on Wetzel.
Lucas is going to pick up his first foul.
Second team foul on the Braves. Myers coming out now, and Mahoney back in for Central Mountain. Good pass. Finds Reese. Reese fakes one side, fakes too many fakes, and Wetzel tips it out of bounds. Coming back in now is Varelli. He will check in for Mahoney. Person now inbounding with 3:10 remaining and a 16-point Central Mountain lead. Person, deep three, and he got it from the far
wing. Nobody even challenged him. That's 24 for him now, Kevin.
Wow, 49-30 as he is on fire from outside. Good steal by Hoy. Hoy and maybe a little bit of a frustration there, foul by Williams there.
Well, Ryan, you know how the quarterback never sees the linebacker sitting in the curl area?
Yes.
And that's what happened with Ryan that time. The pass was going to be behind him, and Hoyt was just coming in his lane. It wasn't any fault of Ryan's. It's just that Hoyt did a nice job of hustling.
Charlie Walter in the game now for the Braves. Shot for three, no good. Walter tries to chase it down before going out of bounds, and it is off of Shikellamy with 2:38 to go here in the third and a 49-30 Central Mountain lead. Hoy ready to inbound from underneath his own basket. Good job by Leonard. Ball on the floor and tied up. Walter ties up Reese for the held ball. Shikellamy with the possession arrow.
No, it's Central Mountain.
Central Mountain with the possession arrow.
Yeah, this is the first one we've had since the Braves started the third quarter with the ball. Asher Moyer's going to come back in the game.
He's playing with three fouls right now. He'll come in for Micah Moyer.
Micah did a nice job. He's got the quickness the Braves need to get shots off inside like that. He leaves with six.
Morelli now going to get it inside to the foul line to Reese. Into Person now. Person swings it around right side, Varelli.
Braves are back in man again.
Foltz with it for a second. Now they give it back to Person. Got to have somebody. And Mike, right now it's Asher Moyer all over Person. Wow, there's a nice three from the near wing for Varelli. 52-30, his first three of the ball game, I believe.
Yeah, but he has a two-pointer. He's got five for the evening.
Williams with the basketball, finds Bruno near wing three, just a little short.
Big rebound
for Charlie Walter, then kicks it back out to Leonard, and Leonard will draw the foul on Varelli. That will be team foul number one.
See, if I'm a coach, I'd exchange a Varelli foul for a Varelli three-pointer right before that, all right? I'd take the 3 points and let him foul.
Okay.
Especially right now. I think that's their first foul this quarter.
Indeed is.
You're
as
all
Longworth
right
comes
right
in.
There, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. Bruno now with the basketball. Bruno between the circles, drives in to the elbow. Now he'll go in again and lose it out of bounds. It will be Central Mountain basketball leading by 18 with a minute 43 to go here in the third.
Sometimes you just throw your hand. I think it's a Braves ball. Because I thought it was hit by somebody. Evidently they're not gonna change.
Well, hanging out right there and not moving is Reese. Right by the officials, and you're right. Nothing changed. Leonard did come out of the game. And coming into the game for Shikalimi now is Biddle. Hoy with a basketball. He'll give it off down to Longworth. Longworth forces one up, draws a foul.
Foul's going to be on Lucas Wetzel again. You know, you're playing underneath the basket, and next thing you know, you got people that are basically dribble penetrating by, and you got to do something to try to keep them from scoring.
Wetzel's second foul. It must be team foul number five.
No, that was shooting foul.
He was shooting. You're right. Longworth makes the first. Braves making some more changes as Wetzel comes out of the game.
Ziegler?
And
Ziegler? Justin Ziegler.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep.
That'll be Coach Bill Ziegler's nephew and brother Brian's son.
Second one is in and good.
Longworth is 4 for 4 from the foul line tonight.
54-30. Asher Moyer driving in. Gives it out to Ziegler. Back underneath to Asher. Asher falls
nice
away.
Move.
Off the window and in.
Nice, just a nice quick move inside. Believe it or not, that's Asher's first bucket tonight, Kevin.
Wow, 54-32, a minute to go. Driving in now is Mahoney. Mahoney will put it up and in. 56-32 with under a minute left. And again, Central Mountain putting pressure on the Braves as they push the ball up. Bruno with it. We'll give it off to Biddle. Biddle to Ziegler, far side. Ziegler looking around, comes inside and passed it, unfortunately, right to Foltz. Foltz will outlet. He'll find Varelli. Varelli lays it up and in. Turnover, fast break, two-point bucket. 58-32, under 30 remaining in the third. Bruno all alone underneath. Asher Moyer puts it up and in. 58-34, 20 seconds left.
That's how you beat the press, Kevin.
That's right. Good passing and find the guy underneath the basket who's going to be wide open. Mahoney with the basketball, gets a screen, drives the lane, blocked by Bruno, and into the hands of Walter. Walter's pass stolen away, and that'll do it. At the end of three, it is Central Mountain 58, Shikalimi 34. This is Shikalimi Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First's great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
58-34 Central Mountain with the lead. Final 8 minutes on the scoreboard. The fouls will reset. Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Fresh Roasted Coffee and America's Hose Company. Don't forget Braves wrestling coming up tomorrow. Steve Williams will be at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. We'll have Milton coming into town, and it'll be the girls wrestling first on WKOK at 6:30. We'll have that coverage for you, followed by the boys' match a little bit later on.
Both teams, girls and boys, coached by head coach Tim Bosch.
That is correct. Fourth period underway. Shikellamy with the basketball. It'll be Ziegler with it now. Ziegler, Walter, Biddle, Leonard, who hits a, fires a three, misses it. And Asher Moyer, the fifth for the Braves. Get you the Central Mountain starters or starters for this period in a moment. Mahoney drives in. He draws the foul. Varelli also in the game, along with Person, Geringer, and Mahoney, who is going to go to the line.
That's going to be on Leonard. That's his first foul.
And I'm also missing Longworth, who's in the game for Central Mountain. So Mahoney's first one is no good.
Yeah, it was.
It was not. They didn't put it up on the board.
59. It was 58, 34.
I got to start watching the ball back.
Do you have your glasses on?
I don't think so.
That one went in, too.
That one I could see it did go in.
The first one was a swish.
That's why I didn't see it, because I blinked.
I'm going to tell Rebecca, you better get, she better get eating some carrots, buddy.
Has it stolen away. Person on the fast break. Moyer blocked from behind, and Asher will pick up number four.
You know, again, when we were going like that, and you go up to he got his hand on the ball, but he also had his body on the back of Person, and that's going to be Asher's fourth.
Xavier Person, who's averaging 11 a game, above that now.
He's 24 right now, and he's at the line. This is the first time he's been at the line, Kevin.
First one up and no good.
Too close.
Yeah, it might just be too close. Case. That might indeed be the case.
Just too close. Micah Moyer in for Charlie Walter. And who's coming in for Biddle? Oh, it's Luciana.
Comes the second one, and that one is in and out, no good. Asher Moyer with a rebound. And the Braves will bring it back now. Luciano in the game, as you mentioned, with the basketball, finds Leonard. Now Moyer runs the baseline. Offensive foul.
Wow.
That's number five.
Wow. I don't know if I'd agree with that one, but it, my opinion doesn't count.
And that will be the ninth for Asher Moyer as he picks up two quick ones. And Biddle will come back into the game with 7:05
to go. That's not Biddle.
I'm sorry,
that's
you're right.
That's Luke Byer.
That is Byer.
Yeah. They look a lot alike and they have similar numbers. But that's
23-33.
Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan. You could never get those two mixed up.
No. That ball passed out of bounds was intended for Geringer.
Larry Bird, Michael Jordan.
Well, green and red. It was very festive in December. Shikellamy with the basketball now.
Nice
Nice spin move by Micah Moyer, but he didn't get rewarded on the backside.
He just didn't have the right... he's going to get called for the foul.
And Hoy with an underhanded scoop shot draws the foul.
He didn't have the right English on that to spin it off the basket.
14 fouls on the Braves here with 6:35 to go in this one. And Central Mountain almost doubling up Shikellamy. This was a 13-point game at the half after a 20-point lead midway through the second period. Central Mountain has really commanded this second half.
What's Hunter Hoy's average for the year?
He's averaging 20.
Well, right now he has 10.
Well, and that's what we were talking about with Coach Bill Ziegler. If you shut him down, which is going to be one of the guys on your radar, who picks it up? Well, in this case, it was Person. There's a double dribble. That call on Shikellamy.
When it rains, it pours.
Inbound by Walker now for Central Mountain. Mahoney with the basketball. He'll start to drive in, lay one up, no good. And that one rolls out of bounds.
Yeah, Justin Ziegler had good position, chance, went up for it, and the ball was knocked out of his hands. I think he also might have got fouled from behind.
62-34. Shikalami with the basketball, and Luciano driving in. Finds Ziegler near corner three. Back iron no. Tipped around and controlled by Walker. Braves back in action on Saturday afternoon at Shamokin.
With their 6'11 kids.
On the enormous court.
An enormous team. That's a nice place too. To play basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job by Luciano.
Yep, an over-the-head shot by Walker. And that pass got into traffic. Shikalami comes back with it somehow. Luciano gets it. He'll drive in. Nope, he's going to pass it off. Good head fake, and that one draws a foul. Byer will be fouled.
Yeah, Blake Walker got the foul. There are no. This is the first foul on Central Mountain.
Not a shooting foul. Checking in now is Varelli for Central Mountain. He'll come in for
Logan Fisher also.
Mahoney. Fisher will come in as well. He'll come in for Shikalami. Ziegler now with a 62-34 deficit with the basketball. Fisher with it with 5:30 to go, working his way in. Gives it off now to Luciano. Luciano in a double team. Underneath, Micah Moyer gets it. Oh. In and out of the cylinder. Boy, that was highway robbery.
That's two now that Micah, yeah, you're right, Micah was in the basket and came back out.
Renninger with a rebound. Boy with a basketball. He drives in. Offensive foul on Fisher. You have to wonder how many more minutes Hoy's going to be in this one, as well as Person.
That was
their two starters are in there.
That was on Hoy, not Fisher.
Oh, they did call that on
Hoy. It was an offensive foul.
Yeah, I didn't see the hand
behind
the head.
You said offensive foul on Fisher.
I did?
He's the one that got knocked over.
I don't remember what I said. Here comes Ziegler with a spin move. Comes up a little bit short. Rebound by Renninger. He will outlet to Person. Person sends over to the right side. I got so many people walking in front of me, I can't see what's going on.
Nice anyway. Rebound by Luke Byer.
Underneath, Micah Moyer with a two-pointer
that's
from
pretty.
The baseline.
That's pretty. That's a nice three-footer, you know, from the side. Just floated it right. Nice arc. Swish right through the basket. That's eight for Micah tonight.
62-36, 4:30 remaining in this one, and Central Mountain trying to just play some time off the clock.
Well, they got their starters in there.
I said. I don't understand how much longer.
They've got their two leading starters in there.
And there's Person again with another three. I don't know if there's a school record he's shooting for or not, but, man, he's got to be near 30.
He's got seven threes. He has 27 right now.
Wow. There's a three-pointer on the way, no good, by Fisher.
Actually has 29.
So under four to go now, 65-36. Walker with it, he's a starter. Here comes the chance for 30, that one no good. Rebound underneath, and now sent out to Luciano. Luciano drives in, Micah Moyer. Top of the key, firing up a three is Byer. No good. Central Mountain with a rebound at 3:30 to go in the fourth.
It's like a YMCA game right now, Kevin.
And a full timeout by Coach Barno as he's getting ready to make, I believe, the changes that we expected.
He has 29. He's got 7 three-pointers and two regular baskets. Three regular baskets. So.
Regular baskets.
No, he only has 27. I'm sorry, 26, 21, and 6, 27.
As opposed to an irregular basket.
Well, the Braves have only scored one bucket in this quarter, Kevin.
65-36, a 22-point lead was the largest of the first half. Braves cut it down to 13 at halftime, and now they trail it by 29.
Now, there goes a kid who has a good jersey on. Chase Utley, Phillies jersey, just walked by us, Kevin.
I don't really understand, or I don't see where he would not be a Hall of Famer. First or second ballot at worst.
I know. Yeah. Probably because he's a Philly. Picking on the Phillies.
Helped Scott Rowland.
It did help Scott Rowland. You're right.
I don't think he's going in as a Philly.
He went in as a Cardinal,
yeah.
I think.
65-36, 325. If you like this kind of sports talk, you should tune into the Steve Jones Show from 1 to 3. And then the Steve Jones Show podcast as well. Available on all the major podcast providers. And don't forget, all of our sports that you hear on WKOK are also available on a podcast version as well on all the major providers. Just do a search for WKOK Sports. You'll get the football games, the wrestling broadcasts, and the basketball ones as well. Also available on WKOK.com. Central Mountain with a miss, and Shikalimi getting the ball back. Here comes Luciano. He will put it underneath and forcing
Charlie,
one
Charlie
up to
Walder.
Charlie Walder with his first points of the game.
There are two freshmen for the Braves in the game right now. One, Charlie Walder, and the other one is Justin Ziegler. Just think, last year at this time, they were playing eighth grade basketball. Actually, they were up playing ninth grade basketball as eighth graders.
And the left-hander makes that one go right off the back of the rim. No good.
Now, I will say that Charlie's long. That kid can shoot, Kevin.
Yeah, Darius Shade, you mentioned that from the JV game. He fired a lot of big threes. Missed that one. Shikalimi now with the basketball. Here's a three far side. Stuck it between the rim and the backboard by Fisher.
That's the way to do it. Jump up, grab the rim. Pull the rim down and then get the basketball instead of trying to jump in.
And Reese did that with one jump.
Yeah.
That's the scary part. 2:30 to go in this one. 65-38. Braves would like to get it to at least 40. They average 47 a game. Bounce pass inside. Stolen away. Fisher. Fisher looking for an outlet. Drives up. Working his way around Charles. And there's a nice shot off the window if it counts by Byer.
They counted it. Yep. Luke's going to get the bucket and go to the line.
Go to the line as well. Three-point play opportunity. 65-40, 2:07 to go.
Luke's a little different this year. He's got the goatee going on the chin there, you know. Last year he didn't have that. I'm talking about.
Has the spectacles.
Yeah. Well, he always wore the glasses.
Yeah. That one is up and in. Three-point play is good. 65-41, 2:05 to go in this one. Dorman will bring it up. Go to the other side to Wells. Three-pointer again from the near wing, and Darius Shade hit it, the 5'7 sophomore. With 68 on the board for Central Mountain. Turnaround jumper is good by Luciano.
That's his first buckets of the game, Kev.
68-43 Central Mountain. Charles with it, working there on Fisher. He'll give it off to Wells. Far side three by Omo Osagie is no good. Coming back the other way, Luciano. Luciano off the window too hard. Rebound by Charles. Charles with a breakaway. Gives it off three on none to Shade. Lays it up and in. And a timeout for a player substitution. By the official.
Hunter Biddle into the game for Justin Ziegler.
70-43 with a minute 17 to go in this one. And coming back the other way is Luciano. Luciano, three-pointer far wing. Nope. Off the front iron. Rebound. Stolen away by Fisher. Fisher runs the baseline off the window. Can't get it to go. There's the putback by Walter. No good. He goes up to get it, and he is tied up in the process by Dorman.
I think it's Braves ball, Kevin.
Held ball, Braves ball is correct with 56.9 to go in this one. And Luciano slaps the ball. He'll inbound. And he'll get it back. Far corner three off the mark. Rebound there by Dorman. Dorman will outlet, and here comes Shade again, and he goes right to the bucket. 72-43 with 40 seconds remaining. Fisher, late pass to the baseline. Can't get the shot away. Gets his own rebound. They'll get it out to Luciano. Far side pass tipped. then controlled by Shikalimi. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound by Fisher. Fisher spins to win and puts it in. 72-45, 18 seconds remaining.
Did Fisher make that one?
He did. And there's a steal by Byron. Now Luciano on the runner inside, comes up short. Rebound by Dorman, and that will do it. Central Mountain dominating from the opening seconds of this one. Finishes it off with a 72-45 win at home to open up Heartland Conference play against the Braves. We'll have the postgame wrap-up coming up. This is Braves Basketball on WKOK.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
Central Mountain with a 72-45 victory over the Shikellamy Braves here this evening in Mill Hall. Bill Ziegler joining us here on the postgame wrap-up. Leading scorer for the Braves, Cam Leonard, with 14. On the Central Mountain side, leading scorer was Xavier Person with 27 and, what, 7 from outside the arc. Bill, that was really tough to defend him tonight.
Yeah, you know, when you're shooting from the volleyball line and you're hitting nothing but net, that's tough to defend, especially with him being their second tallest player. You know, so matchup-wise, you're usually sending somebody out to guard him that isn't normally used to playing 35 feet from the basket, guarding a perimeter threat like that. But, you know, he shot the ball really well, and give Central Mountain credit. Boy, they moved the ball, found the shooters, and played really well.
You know, I talked about in the pregame, we said Hunter Hoy leading the way with 20 points, did a nice job on him tonight, but as we said, somebody else on this team is going to step up, and tonight we saw that from Person.
Yeah, it was Person. That's his second game this year with 7 threes, and then every other game he hits like one. It just happened to be, unfortunately, our turn tonight where he hit the hit 7.
They played pretty good defense. They were, I would say, almost like smothering it type at times, you know. So I thought that overall they just played an all-around great game.
Yeah, I mean, they were up in our grill when we had the ball, and we struggled to get around them. And then when we did get around them, you know, they had guys in help position, and we kind of threw up some goofy shots and some passes that got tipped.
I thought the best few minutes of this game was with about 3 minutes to go in the half, down about 21 at that point, got the lead down to 13, played some really good defense, a lot of one-and-dones there. What was it that worked well there in those 3 minutes?
Well, we switched to a zone defense. We went to a 3-2 two zone, and kind of gave up some high post opportunities to try to get out in the 3-point line. And they did have some good looks on it. They just didn't shoot as well. And since they had a nice lead, they seemed to be a little free with their offensive sets, coming down in one and two passes and shooting. You know, sometimes you live by the three and die from the three, and they missed a couple in a row there that helped us get back in it.
Shemokin on Saturday.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier.
Said.
A little different animal, though. They got a lot more size than Central Mountain does. And, it'll be a good test for us, and hopefully our boys will respond and come back and ready to play for Saturday.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time. Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Ziegler coming with us here after a 72-45 loss here in the conference opener to Central Mountain. Again, leading scorer for the Wildcats, Xavier Person, with 7 3-pointers for a game-high 27. And the Braves, Cam Leonard, leading the way for Shikellamy with 14, including just the 1 3-pointer, but went 5 of 6 from the line, most of those in the first half.
Yeah, they got
all of those in the first half.
They got 8 points from Micah Moyer tonight, and he should have been in double figures. He had a couple of shots that came in and earned a basket and came back out. You're probably saying, how does that happen? I don't know, but it happened.
Yeah, what do you call it, the wrong English?
In again, out again, Finnegan.
There's the other one.
But anyway, Bruno had 6. Ryan Williams with only 4 tonight, along with Asher Moyer with 4. Asher just struggled with fouls tonight. He was in foul trouble in the second quarter. So, there's a lot of things that the Wildcats did well and things that the Braves didn't do well.
Well, they're showing why they are now 7-2 overall after 2 tough losses. They get back on the winning streak again, or at least to start a winning streak. Braves now fall to 4-5 on the season. We'll be back with you on Saturday at Shemokin. Airtime set for 1:15, 1:30 tip-off scheduled from Shemokin. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.